U.S. Department of Education hosts meeting with detransitioners and advocates on Detrans Awareness Day. Texas Border Business. In recognition of Detrans Awareness Day, March 12, the U.S. Department of Education yesterday hosted a listening session with detransitioners and those fighting to protect children from the serious harms caused by radical gender ideology. The group included 6 detransitioners, young men and women who previously identified as transgender, but have reversed their social and medical gender transitions, mental health, medical, and education professionals, and parents' rights advocates. Attendees shared their experiences regarding gender ideology and so-called gender medicine with Secretary of Education Linda McMahon, Department of Education, ED, officials, and a representative from the Department of Health and Human Services, HHS. The meeting was also a forum for ED and HHS officials to discuss their respective efforts in implementing the president's agenda and to discuss additional strategies to protect young people from the dangers and harms associated with gender ideology. Secretary McMahon listened to the detransitioners' personal stories of hardship and expressed her heartfelt sympathy and support for the cause they now champion. "We were honored yesterday to welcome this group to the Department of Education. I commend the young people in attendance for bravely sharing their experiences, and the medical and mental health professionals and parents for their tireless advocacy," said Secretary of Education Linda McMahon. "No teacher should attempt to persuade or coerce a student to undergo a gender transition. No parent should be lied to or prevented from knowing what is going on with their child's mental or physical health. We stand firmly alongside parents, professionals, advocates, and especially detransitioners, who understand firsthand the damage caused by indoctrinating kids to believe that they can ever be born in the wrong body." Background: Detrans Awareness Day, March 12, was established in 2021 to honor the experiences of detransitioners and make the public aware of the harmful effects of gender ideology and gender medicine.